亲爱的耶稣，帮我翻译好吗？今天 Andrew 没有来，那就不需要了吗？哦，好，来的时候再翻，好不好？那就先不用翻了 ，OK， 好，感谢主，亲爱的耶稣，谢谢你爱我们。主，你带领以下的时间，帮助我们在分享的时候，主你自己赐给我们智慧启示的灵，让听的讲的一同在你面前蒙造就，奉耶稣的名，阿们。弟兄姊妹平安，看到大家，愿神祝福大家，也愿神帮助我们啊。那我想愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
好久不见。
It's been a while.
但是当我们在圣灵里祷告的时候。
But when we're praying in the spirit.
我记得有一次我从台湾打conference call 打进来。
I remember one time, I was in Taiwan and I, conference called.
是礼拜四早，我们的晚上，他们的早，你们的早上啊，礼拜四 Thursday morning.
And Thursday morning.
Yeah, 我听到居华和师母的声音。
I heard Sister Juhua and Esther's voice.
我感觉到上帝的同在。
And I felt God's presence.
而且我觉得那个启示是一样的。
And I thought that the revelation from God was the same.
是非常和谐的。
And that it was
合一的。
It was harmonious.
主耶稣曾说。
And Jesus once said.
两三个人。
When two or three people,
同心合意的祷告
come together, in the same heart,
在地上所释放的
and what they set loose on earth,
在天上也释放
it'll be set loose in heaven,
在地上所捆绑的
and what they bind up in,
在天上也捆绑
it's bound up in heaven.
当我回来的第二天。
And then on the second day when I got back,
景深起先也一我们也是一起祷告。
We were also praying.
那大概他先上班去了。
And Brother Jensen he first went to work.
那天我们一面祷告一面沟通。
But that day when we were praying together,
你知道祷告两小时就结束了，那个 I took a view 就停了一次，我们又就祷告，结果停了两次，表示什么？祷告了四小时，有沟通跟祷告。
We talked and prayed for about 2 hours.
加起来前后四小时。
Yeah, 4 hours.
那我觉得这是一个很难得的事。
And I thought that this was it's hard to come by.
我们在启示，在意念，在这个时代。那对神的国度的意象都是相同的。
And the mission that we have is the same on this earth.
感谢神，好。那我想在这里，今天我们就是有一点圣经的话勉励，好。
And today, I have some words from scripture and to encourage us.
我们请看诗篇二十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 27.
那他这里提到是说。诗篇二十七篇他讲
And here Psalms 27 is talking about
耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？
It says the Lord is my light and my salvation, who shall I fear?
我还怕谁呢？
Whom shall I fear?
耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?
我们知道在旧约的时候耶和华的意思
We know that in the Old Testament
耶和华的意思是什么？是自由拥有者，是 I am who I am.
The who God is that is the God of I am who I am.
我就是。
It's the God who is.
希伯来书告诉我们。
And in Hebrews it tells us.
他说，凡到神面前来的。
That those who come before God,
必须信有神。
They have to believe in God.
信有神就是信神所是。
And they have to believe, which means they believe who God is.
那各位弟兄姊妹，今天你的需要是什么？
So brothers and sisters, what is your need today?
我想我们一切的需要。
I think every need that we have.
都是在基督里。
It's in Jesus.
耶稣提供我们他的救恩。
Jesus, he gave us this, his salvation.
那他把他的自己赐给我们。
And he gave himself to us.
那他赦免我们一切的罪。
And he forgave us of all our sins.
医治我们一切的疾病。
And healed all of our sicknesses.
那个他的救恩是全备的。
And his salvation is eternal.
天父爱我们。
And the Heavenly Father loves us.
他把他的独生儿子赐给我们。
He gave us his one and only son.
那无论我们的需要是什么。
So no matter what our need is.
在他总是是的。
It is within him.
当你需要平安的时候。
So when we need peace.
耶和华撒冷。
God is Shalom.
Shalom. 当他供应我们的时候，耶和华以勒。
And when we need a provider, he is Jehovah Jireh.
但是当我们需要医治的时候。
And when we need healing.
他就是我们的医治。
He is our healer.
那我想圣经里面关于医治的道理。
And so in the Bible, what God says about healing,
我们需要去经历。
We need to experience.
保罗说他以认识基督为至宝。
Paul said that he had come to know Jesus as the most treasured thing.
那我想我们需要在基督的每一部分来认识他。
So then we have to come to know Jesus in every aspect.
Yeah.我今天先讲医治的部分。
And today I'll talk about the healing aspect.
我们得医治的根据是耶稣受了鞭伤。
The way we are healed is because Jesus, he suffered for us.
在以赛亚书53章。
In Isaiah chapter 53.
那因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
It's for his wounds that we've been healed.
包括我们的身体
even for our body,
包括我们的心灵
for our spirit,
包括我们的情绪
for our emotions,
那耶稣是医治
God, Jesus is our healing,
我们需要来经历他
and we need to experience him.
我记得当我孩子小的时候
I remember when my children were much younger.
那因为我们传讲医治的道理。
Because we were preaching about healing.
那我们尽量的就是依靠主的医治。
So we relied on God's healing.
我记得从第一个孩子开始。
I remember from my first child.
那当他生病的时候。
When he was sick.
我们尽量的祷告。
We prayed for him.
虽然有发烧。
So even though there was fever,
那我们不敢看那个，我们不敢看温度计。
We didn't even look at the thermometer.
因为我们怕我们不够专心。
Because we felt like that would distract us.
所以我们把温度计放在一边。
So we put the thermometer aside.
继续的相信。
And we continue to believe.
那个时候对我们来说
，At that time we thought
那个柳橙很贵。
Going.
Orange juice.
Oh, okay.
我们就挤那个汁给他喝。
Buying orange juice was expensive, so we just
为他祷告，为他祷告。
We just squeeze an orange.
他得医治。 他得医治。
And then he was healed.
那第二个也是两个礼拜，第二个孩子他半夜的时候有哮喘，有那种喘鸣。
And for my second child, it was something similar happened. He had
我们就是抱着他赞美。
Oh, had asthma.
抱着他赞美神。
So we pray for him.
那抱着他赞美神。
We held him and praised God.
然后继续的祷告。
We continue to pray.
也是他好了。
He was also healed.
那每一个孩子。
So every child.
我们都经过一些征战。
We all experience some battles.
最近这一两年。
And these last couple of years,
有一位患肠癌的弟兄。
There's a brother who got colon cancer.
Yeah, 他医生说也是需要手术。
And the doctor said that he would need surgery.
或是化疗。
Or chemotherapy.
可是他跟我说。
But he said.
牧师，我想倚靠主。
He said, Pastor, I want to rely on God.
我要倚靠耶稣的医治。
I want to rely on Jesus for healing. And I want to have faith.
牧师，你愿意跟我一起相信吗？
And he asked me if I'd be willing to have that faith believe with him.
我就同意为他祷告。
And so I prayed with him.
那感谢神，一年以后。
So praise the Lord. After a year,
他完全的消失，那个完全的消失。
That cancer was completely removed.
最近两三个月前。
And these last two three months.
有一个姐妹叫陈慧珍。
There's a sister.
她也是得了癌症。
She also got cancer.
那我们有感动。
And we were moved by God.
在聚会以后，就是为他抹油祷告。
After the meeting, we anointed her with oil and prayed for her.
那她原来的肿瘤有八公分。
Originally, her tumor was 8 centimeters.
那她说，我们就为她祷告，后来降到只有四公分。
And so we were praying for her, and the tumor reduced in size.
她给神一个时间。
And so she gave.
她说：“神啊，求你完全的医治。”
She asked God to completely heal her.
那但是就我记得，荣教士好像没有给神一个一定医治的时间。他曾经有一个疾病八年才完全的 tumor 完全的消失，完全的好了。
So this sister was asking God to heal her within a certain time. But there's another pastor who also has something similar, and she didn't ask God for a specific time, but it took her, you know, several months. Several years, like
8
years
to receive healing.
And that pastor was completely healed.
感谢神。那各位弟兄姊妹，我想。我们需要，不管我们的需要是什么。
So praise the Lord and brothers and sisters, whatever our need is.
我们信有神。
If we believe in God.
那是信他就是。
We believe that he is able.
当我们接待耶稣进来我们里面的时候。
And when we receive Jesus into us.
当圣灵充满我们的时候。
When the Holy Spirit fills us.
我们是不一样的人。
Then we become a different person.
在外面我们不过是个软弱的瓦器。
Because on the outside we were just a weak vessel.
我们来自于尘土。
We were just made from dust.
但是在里面。
But within us.
耶稣基督是宝贝。
Jesus is our treasure.
有他。
With him.
那是不一样的。
It's different.
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament,
圣灵不能住在人的里面。
The Holy Spirit couldn't live within.
但是在 耶稣为我们钉十字架的时候
But when Jesus was nailed on the cross,
他裂开他的身体
When his body broke,
他流出他的宝血
When he shed his blood,
圣殿的布幔裂开来了
The veil in the temple was torn in half.
人与神之间可以亲密的来往
Now there could be intimate fellowship
between man and God. 最宝贵的是
And the most precious thing is,
就是圣灵可以进来。
The Holy Spirit could, dwell in us.
那我们知道。
And so we know.
圣灵进来，可从天上浇灌下来。
The Holy Spirit, comes down from heaven and fills us.
是耶稣一个得胜的标记。
That is a mark of Jesus' victory.
耶稣在十字架上。
Because when Jesus was on the cross,
打破了撒旦的头
he smashed the head of the serpent.
他从死里复活
And when he resurrected from the dead,
胜过了死亡
he overcame death.
他在胜过了空中执政掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的
he overcame the powers of, those in control of.
如今坐在至大者的右边
and he sits on the right hand of God.
他得胜了。
He overcame.
他掳掠了仇敌。
Defeated the enemy.
还有一个字 ，give captive. Give captive of the enemy.
He captured the enemy.
Capture 对。那有人说圣灵是他得胜的标记。
And some people say the Holy Spirit is the mark of his victory.
那圣灵也是也是是得胜的战利品。
And the Holy Spirit is also the
战利品英文是就是 when you defeat the enemy, you rob something from the enemy, and that
is also, I guess,
那个是
the spiritual plunder.
就是掳是我们得胜的时候。一个所得到的一个掳物或是恩赐啊，掳物或是恩赐啊，掳掠过来的东西恩赐哈。那感谢神，所以当圣灵住在我们里面的时候，
so when the Holy Spirit dwells in us，
你知道有什么不一样吗？
So what happens？
因为旧约时代的君王。
Because in the Old Testament, the kings,
先知
and the prophets,
祭司
and the priests,
他们受膏
they were all anointed.
耶稣基督也是受膏者
and Jesus is also the anointed one.
他是那个大写的那个最伟大的受膏者
and he is the greatest of those who are anointed.
那在犹太人叫做弥赛亚。
And among the Jews, he's called Messiah.
在希腊人叫做基督。
And in Greek, he's Christ.
就是基督啊 ，Christ 啊，受膏者。那住在我们里面。
And he dwells in us.
那使我们身份地位都不一样。
So that who we are is no longer the same.
我这一次在这个行程在台湾。
During my trip back in Taiwan,
有一次我们去一个医院，振兴医院看一个病人。
We went to a hospital to see someone who was sick.
我就想到三十几年前，我曾经送一个孩子去医院，振兴医院。
I thought about how many years ago I sent a child to that same hospital.
他原来在地上爬。
That child was had to crawl on the ground.
他生下来有小儿麻痹。
Because when that child was born, he had paralysis.
Yeah, 不能走。
And the child couldn't walk.
他说他最怕去学校。
That kid said that he was afraid of going to school.
因为厕所很脏。
Because the bathrooms were dirty.
他说他的衣服裤子有时候会碰到。
And that his clothes and pants would, you know, be on the floor.
有一位传道人把他带到圣坑的教会。
So there was a missionary who brought this child to a church.
他说有一次他犯了错。
Now he said that one time he did something wrong.
有一个传道人看到了。
And the missionary saw it.
他大概去他身上帝的气去偷书。
The child was, he stole some books.
他为什么会生上帝的气？
He was angry at God and he stole.
因为他在一个老板底下工作学习，就是好像 goldsmith 就是一个金匠啊，学习做这些事。
Because at the time he was working,
后来老板就是他老板后来因着他的腿不能够做重的，老板轻看他，老板就带着妻子孩子都去度假，没有给他钱，没有给他吃的。
Because he was crippled and his boss kind of looked down on him, and then he one time they took.His boss took his family on a trip and didn't leave anything for him. So he decided to do some
偷书
to do some bad things.
他说被一个传道人看到了。
He stole some books and he
那个传道人没有送他去警察局。
And this missionary found out but didn't send him to the police.
他说把他送到当时沟子口的教堂。
But brought him to the church.
他说那个传道人就是我。
And what? Oh, and the
minister.
And the minister was actually me.
后来我看到他的情形，我听说他需要开刀。
And I saw when I learned more about his condition, I said
他需要开刀。
He needed to have surgery.
那他的脊椎侧弯需要开刀才能站起来。
And that he would need surgery on his spine so that he would be able to stand.
那结果把他送到振兴医院去。
So he sent him to that hospital.
那是蒋夫人开的医院。蒋夫人赞助的一个医院。President Chiang Kai-shek's wife, Madame Chiang Kai-shek, 她 support.的一个 hospital， 帮助很多小儿麻痹的人开刀这样子呀。那他去那边，他好了。
So he went there and he was able to get better.
他可以用拐杖了。
So he was able to use crutches.
那在那里也教他学画画。
He was there. They also taught him how to draw.
也教他学手工。
How to do handiwork.
他也经过人生很多的苦。
But he's also experienced a lot of suffering in his life.
有一次他画画。
One time he was drawing.
本来是要请别人画，在就是在领带上用现场画，不是事先的印上去，就是要现场画，就是画国画在领带上。Keep picture, on the tie, 哈，就是在领带上。但是他就是他就是表，他就是原来预备的画家没有来，原来预定的画家没有来。
So he was supposed to, draw some.
那
get a drawing on his.
结果他画了，他画了之后，日本人很高兴。
But the artist who was supposed to do it wasn't there, so he drew it.
那个日本的商人很高兴。
And then there were some Japanese merchants who really liked it.
付了他老板十万台币，大概3000多美金吧。
And paid his boss.
More than $3,000.
More than $3,000.
但是只给他3000台币。
For it, but his boss only gave him $3,000.
老板都没有给他钱，台湾的老板都没有给他。
And
最后他需要到街头去画画。
So then later on, he was on the streets drawing for people.
日本的警察对他很好。
And the Japanese policemen were very kind to him.
说你这样，你画画是 OK。
They told him that for him, like,
但是如果你要卖钱的话，那就是违法。
But if he's selling for money, then that's illegal.
但是你如果把你去卖的时候，在我眼睛看不到的地方，我就不管你。
But if when you're selling, you're selling it out of my sight, then that's fine.
那个警察蛮有仁慈，蛮恩典的。
So that police was actually pretty.
可是这个孩子给我一个最后来给我的印象，在我的里边的印象是什么？
But this person left an impression on me.
他是一个会唱灵歌的人。
He's someone who sings spiritual hymns.
他会赞美神。
He praises God.
不管在教会或是在特会。
Whether it's in church or in meetings.
我曾经听说。
And I once heard.
有一次他当选模范的残障青年。
He one time was a.
他有讲说没有耶稣没有教会就没有他。He said without Jesus, without church, then without him to be a model for the 残障 disabled people. Yeah, okay. 那后来他我就想到我就去 Google 一下他的名字。
I thought I remembered this, so I Google searched his name.
结果我就去看到他的时候。
And then when I saw him,
他是残障协会某一个残障协会的董事长。
When I read about him on the internet, I found out that he was
去过37个国家。
I found out that he was a president of an association for the disabled.
然后
and that he traveled to like 29 countries.
四个总统召见他。台湾的四个总统都召见过他。
And even four of the presidents in Taiwan even met with him.
那他也去就是怎么讲啊，他也去把这一些残障的人组织起来。
And he even, you know, gathered many of those who were disabled.
为他们开创事业。
To help them
画画手工做灯笼做各样的。
To help them start their own businesses and doing,
帮助他们生存。
And helping them make a living.
然后他也做了扶贫计划。
And he even
扶贫计划就 help the support the poor people.
Help support the poor.
政府贷款给这些穷人，这些the disabled poor people.
The government gave these the poor and the disabled some loans.
然后他一方面做事业。
And so on one side, he helped them do enterprise.
一方面做协会，一方面做 non-profit organization.
And on the other hand, he was also working on some non-profit.
我去的前一天，他从中国大陆回来。就是我I met him on Wednesday. 我在遇到他是礼拜三，
okay. I met
但是他礼拜二以前他在大陆。
So I met up with him last Wednesday, but the day before he was coming back from China.
他在帮助大陆江西省，也在做扶贫计划，帮助贫穷的人。
And he was actually in China helping the poor.
他正式受的教育。他正式受的教育就 formal education。他正式受的教训的情形只有初中都不到。
Okay, and so like, and he, and remember, he's a person who actually didn't have a lot of formal education.
Yeah, 但是他能成就那样的事。
But he was able to accomplish such things.
我觉得我做不到。
I don't think I can
do what he did. 什么力量帮助他?
So what's the strength that has helped him?
那就是耶稣君王的灵，高摩君王的智慧在他里面赐给他，他做的事情能够帮助那么多的残障的人。那我去了他的办公室。
So it's the wisdom that comes from God that's able to help to allow him to help many people.
我希望他将来更加的追求神，认识神。
And I hope that he continues to pursue God and know God more.
那我想，他是其中之一，哈，他是其中之一的，就是这一两次我回去的见证看到的事情啊。
So he's just one of the few examples of testimonies from my recent trips back.
Yeah, 这是去年我们有一次。
And last year,
我们那边的青少年往北部往东北部去。
Many of the youth back there from our church went up to the northeast part of Taiwan.
那深坑有弟兄姊妹接待我们。
And there were brothers and sisters there who received us.
那里有那我们当我们玩完东北角了之后，有两个传道人接待我们。
And when we were in that area, there are two ministers who welcomed us.
他们一个曾经当过老师。
And one was a teacher.
一个是高中毕业。
And another just graduated from high school.
但是那个高中毕业的讲的道非常好。
But even so, the minister who just graduated from high school, she had great sermons.
哦，每一次东夏令会，只要她讲得很清晰。
And every time she spoke, it was very
都有圣经的根据。
It was very
encourage people to love Jesus.
Yeah, it was very encouraging for people to follow Jesus.
他们两个都是循规蹈矩的人。
They're both people who
follow the guidance of the Lord,
follow God.
And 有一个受教的耳朵，有一个 teachable ears. 他们都有一个 teachable ears. 他们请我们吃饭。
And they invited us to eat.
本来我是想请他们给我们分享真理，给孩子们分享真理。
And at first, I had wanted them to share the truth with the youth.
结果他们请了两桌。
But they treated us.
他们很认真。
And they're very focused.
有一个他就说，他说当主日学老师教导他的时候。
And one of them said that
他都做笔记。
When she was in Sunday school, she used to always take notes.
他说小学时候所听到的道，他都藏在心里。
And that the lessons that she learned, the sermons she's heard from when she was a child, she remembered.
她照着去做。
And that she diligently followed it.
有一个嫁给的深坑的牧师。
And one of them was married to a pastor there.
她原来当老师。
And she originally was a teacher.
可是他们两个人，就他们的主日学老师就是我的妻子柯春佳。
And actually, their Sunday school teacher when they were younger was actually my wife.
我想我们这一生走在这地上。
So in our life on this earth,
我们愿意跟随主。
When we're willing to follow the Lord,
走十字架的道路
to walk the path of the cross.
那 就是一个导管，就是一个 channel.
Then that's a channel.
我们算不得什么。
And though we're not anything.
宝贝是主耶稣。
We know that the most precious is Jesus.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
In John, chapter 14, verse 21.
他提到说，有了我命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
It's that those who have his word and those who obey him are those who love him.
神就向他们显现。
And God will reveal himself to them.
那一个高中毕业的姊妹。
The sister who graduated from high school.
她的母亲原来是那是深坑那一代最苦的一个孩，最苦的一个妇人。
Her mother was
是就是poor
was the poorest of mom.
又很苦又很痛苦 misfortune. 那她是童养媳。被丈夫打出去，那很苦。可是信了耶稣之后，喜乐满面。
And her mother was actually had a lot of misfortune. But after coming to know God, she was full of God's joy.
她充满了喜乐。
She was full of joy.
脸上充满了荣光。
And full of light.
常常笑笑眯眯的。
Is often very.
所以他走在那个街上，走在那个乡下的街上，就是一个活的见证。
She was a living testimony.
那我们再看第二节啊，我就是说，感谢神，神是我们的一切。你看，这些并没有在世上受很好教育的人，可是他们可以。被神使用，因为他们遵行神的旨意。
And so, even though many of these people are not the most educated, but they're able to do great things when they follow God.
Yes. 好，那我们看第二节、第三节。
So let's look at verse 2 and 3.
诗篇二十七篇。那第
二 in Psalms 27
那我们会有仇敌攻击我们。
We know that the enemy will attack us.
有的时候攻击我们的健康。
Sometimes it attacks our health.
有的时候攻击我们的人际关系。
Sometimes it attacks our relationships.
有的时候攻击家庭的人际关系。
Sometimes it attacks our family relationships.
有的时候攻击教会的人际关系。
And sometimes it attacks relationships in the church.
那在圣经里面
and in the Bible,
有一个教会。
There's a church.
他们的恩赐有各样属灵的恩赐。
They had many spiritual gifts.
保罗说他们的恩赐没有一样不如别人，都比别人强。
And Paul even said that they were all very gifted.
Yeah, 但是他们充满了问题。
But they had a lot of problems.
他们会结党纷争。
They were divisive, and they were there was a lot of
division. 那他们会高举这一个上帝的仆人，那一个上帝的仆人。
And they would
exalt. So I belong to Peter. I belong to Paul.
Okay.
I belong to Cephas. Somebody say I belong to Jesus. Better than you, everyone. 比你们每一个人都好。
Yeah.
就是他们都有恩赐，什么都有。有的人会阿波罗好 ，I belong to Apollo 就是这样子分门别类。可是保罗教导他们。
So they would all, you know, exalt, you know, different people and take sides. But Paul was teaching them.
保罗教导他们要最大的恩赐是爱。
And he told them that the greatest gift of all is to have love.
不要高举任何的恩赐。
And not to to lift up those
说方言不说方言
whether someone can speak in tongues or not.
那其实最美的事情
and actually the most beautiful thing is
就是爱
is love.
那尤其是在爱中的合一
in particular that's being one in love.
那圣经里面告诉我们说先知的灵是顺服先知的
And the Bible says that the spirit of prophecy is one that obeys God.
如果一个家庭孩子不顺服父母
If in a family the children do not obey the parents.
如果一个学校学生不顺服老师
If in a school the students do not obey the teacher.
那在教会也有一定的顺序 Thank you, excuse me. 在教会也有一定的次序
And even in the church, there is order.
那在基督里比较成熟的长者
Like there are elders within the church.
那如果彼此尊重
If everyone respects each other,
彼此相爱
if everyone loves one another,
那就很美
then that is beautiful.
那我觉得这是我的盼望
And that is my hope.
其实我们做父母的
Because actually those of us who are parents,
我们都希望下一代比我们更好
We all hope for the next generation to be better.
我们为他们祝福
And we bless them.
如果他们更爱耶稣
If they love Jesus more,
他们更加的遵行神的旨意
If they follow God's way,
even more. 我们真的是盼望他们是约书亚的一代。
Then we really hope that they are like Joshua.
但是求主帮助我们。
And we ask God to help us.
竭力保持合而为一的灵。
To continue to keep a spirit of oneness.
我们不高举恩赐，不高举经历。
So we do not.Focus on the spiritual gifts or the experiences.
但是我们更多的被主的爱充满。
But that we are more and more filled by the love of our Lord.
在耶稣回来之前。
Before Jesus comes back.
那很重要的一件事。
There's a very important thing.
就是为父的心转向儿女。
It's that the hearts of the children will turn to the hearts of the parents.
And the parents, their heart towards
the hearts
the
of the parents will turn towards
这是非常美的事。
And that's a very beautiful thing.
我们希望神在 GGC 也能做成这样。
I pray that God can accomplish this in our church.
那我们每一个人
so that all of us
都在神的面前
before God
都做一个忠心的管家
can be a loyal
steward 那能够很忠心的来服侍主
can faithfully serve the Lord
主你要不要我传福音
and ask you know if, Lord do you want me to preach the gospel
我今天有一个很特别的感觉
Today I have a very strong feeling
就是主啊你要大大的祝福我们每一个人
Is that God you're going to bless
everybody
greatly
显出你恩待我们的凭据
And to reveal your
the evidence
of your grace
you'll give us grace 而且是加倍的
And to give us
那我们更多的在神的殿中瞻仰他的荣美
so that we can be dwell in his temple and
我们被改
look upon his
我们做长辈的被改变
and that those of us who are elders can be changed
有神的荣美
and to have God's glorious
我们的神的荣耀向我们下一代显明
And that God's glory is also revealed to our next generation.
那我们也需要神提升我们到一个高地，不会被仇敌攻击。
So we need God to lift us up to a higher ground where the enemy cannot attack us.
魔鬼在二重天之下，他会制造麻烦。
The enemy, the devil, makes trouble below the second heaven.
Yeah, 他会制造麻烦，让人误会，让人怀疑，让人纷扰啊，那就很可惜。
He causes people to have misunderstandings, to have divisions.
我最近就是那个大甲他们那个甲神去绕境的时候，我祷告神，我说让他们的阵头彼此fight each other. 果然报纸上就登他们就彼此打架啊，但是我们基督徒不可以这样，我们基督徒要合而为一，阿们啊！当我们越合而为一，兄弟之间彼此相爱，一代一代彼此欣赏，对不对？像我看到 Jimmy， 我就觉得越来越好，对不对？越来越好，这样一代一代彼此成全，那神就会给我们力量。但是我们要求主，我是说，包括我自己，要求主使我高过二重天。有的时候真的是莫名其妙，仇敌会射一些火箭，负面的思想，负面的话语，那就很可惜。我们要高过这些仇敌，阿们，使我们真的在高处彼此相爱，阿们。好，那 OK， We should abide in the Lord. We should abide in the Lord. 我们需要住在主的里面，我们不需要住在圣殿里面。我们现在在新约，我们没有办法住在圣殿里。
Yeah, so we should abide in the Lord rather than abide in the temple.
Yeah, 那他会让我们成家地的高处。
And God will lift us up.
那当我们成家地的高处的时候，我们也要来赞美神。
And when we're lifted out, then we have to also praise God.
那我们需要唱诗赞美神。
We should sing hymns and psalms and praise Him.
当我们更多赞美神的时候，
When we praise God more,
神真的会祝福的。
Then God will really bless us.
那各位弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们也需要跟神求告，就是跟呼求他 ，cry unto God。我们需要求他，让他跟连续我们，垂听我们的祷告。
We should cry out to God that He listens to our prayers.
那他也要我们继续的寻求他的面。
He also wants us to continue to seek His face.
那有一节圣经在十三节这个地方。
There's a verse here in verse 13.
我若不幸在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已丧胆了。
It says, I am still confident of this. I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yeah, 我们彼此勉励说，我们一定要在活人之地看见上帝的恩惠。Amen.
So let's sing.
我们要在活人之地看见上帝的恩惠，
Amen.
好不好啊？主啊，求你显出你恩待我的凭据来，在我们活着的时候，阿门。你要显出你恩待我的凭据来，主啊，祝福我们，让我们灵魂体都被你祝福，不只是我们得救。那各位弟兄姊妹，圣经里面曾经讲，七个人抓着一个人，啊。说七个女人抓着一个人啊，那是一个预表，他的意思就是，各位弟兄姐妹，当我们被真的得到主的时候，别人会 follow us， 告诉我你怎么得到这样的福分，怎么样子过这样的生活。OK， can you translate？ Okay. If we manage, 我们能够彰显神恩待我们的凭据来。
So I think before you said, you're encouraging. I encourage all our brothers and sisters to see the goodness of God, in the land of the living, and that we should have the evidence of God's grace in our lives.
Amen. 我们需要被圣灵充满。
And to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
最后，我引用一位神的仆人的对美国的呼吁。
And lastly, I will mention what a
萨杜牧师说，在川普神要给美国至少给美国四年的祝福。
I will relay a message from Pastor Sadhu.
哎呀，他说
he said that God will at least bless the United States for at least 4 years during
像给约瑟一样的祝福
during Trump's administration, and it is like the blessing from that God gave to Joseph.
但是我们在美国的基督徒
but the Christians in America,
我们必须要更多的祷告。
We need to pray even more.
要祷告成为一个义人。
We need to pray to become righteous.
要求神来洁净我们。
For God to purify us.
那个我听到那个文琪提到秀男。
We heard that Sister Wenqi mentioned.
秀兰她曾经说，她有半年的时候，天天跟主认罪，求主光照，求主洁净，求主赦免。她需要寻求圣洁。
She mentioned a pastor who spent half a year praying daily, confessing her sins and asking God to purify her.
Yeah, 我们需要成为义人。
So we need to become righteous people.
我们需要神更多的充满我们。
And we need God to fill us even more.
圣灵更多的充满我们。
For the Holy Spirit to fill us even more.
不只是恩赐。
So it's not just the spiritual gifts.
那如果有奇妙的经历，很好。
So if people have great experiences, that's great.
那感谢神，如果我能够见到亚伯拉罕，我也很高兴。
So praise God if I can see Abraham, then I'll.
见到大卫。
Really?
我说天上的亚伯拉罕，或是 David, King David 或保罗啊。但是最重要的，我们这个人，我需要被改变。我需要耶稣改变我，更像他。Amen.
But the most important thing is for God to change me to become more like Him.
那第三个他提到的就是我们需要 purity.
The third thing is to have purity.
那就是他说，不单是在性方面的清洁。
It's not just purity in our faith.
Sex 不是在。Face, 是在性、oh. 还有在思想意念眼睛都要求主来清洁 Amen、那第四个最后一个就是我们要要在纯完全的心行神所喜悦完全的道 To be a perfect man 就是一个行我与神同行、yeah.
And the last thing is to just walkin God's ways, to become perfect in that.
那我们为更多的为川普祷告，为美国祷告。
So let's pray even more for Trump and for America.
其实我昨天问志刚一个问题。
Because yesterday I asked Brother 志刚 a question.
美国能不能摆脱巴比伦的体系？
Would America be able to, to be free of the Babylon system.
那如果美国的百姓或是美国的政府各方面都更加的被神得到 follow the will of 来遵行神的旨意，那这个国家有希望。
And the country will have hope if its people will follow and obey God.
我希望不只是四年。
And I hope it's not just 4 years.
因为我有孙子孙女在这里。那希望上帝更多的祝福在美国。Amen.
And I pray that God blesses America.
那我们一起，好不好？我觉得诗篇二十七篇，他提到好多的方面，提到神的琐事。提到寻求神的面，提到 胜过仇敌，高过仇敌，好多好多面，提到赞美，提到求告，最后还提到等候啊。那我觉得我们更多的来敬验神 ，OK， 感谢主，好，谢谢。那我们做一个祷告，好吧？啊，谢谢。今天时间不少，我们不有一点，亲爱的耶稣
，Dear Jesus，
愿你今天
，May you
祝福每一位。
Bless everyone here.
主啊，不管我们的需要是什么
，No matter what we need，
愿你来祝福。
May you bless.
有的人需要医治
，Some of us need healing.
你是他们的医治
，You are their healing.
主啊，有的人家庭的关系需要你来祝福。
Some people they need your blessings in their family relationship.
求你除掉中间隔断的墙。
May you get rid of the obstacles.
除掉傲慢与偏见。
Get rid of the
赐下爱与和平。
Pride and prejudice, and to give us love
and peace.
And peace.
主耶稣也祝福每一位。
And may Jesus bless everyone.
软弱的你使他刚强。
That those who are weak may be made strong.
有需要的你来供应。
And that those who are in need you will provide.
主，你是一切的一切。
Lord, you are all in all.
你是全然丰足的神。
You are an abundant God.
我们愿意经验你这一位丰足丰盛的神。
We want to experience you.
让我们像约瑟一样。
Let us be like Joseph.
经验的祝福之后。
So that after we've experienced the fullness of your blessing,
能够带祝福给家人，给国家，
that we can bring that blessing to our family and our country.
奉耶稣的名，
we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢大家，感谢主。我们感谢主。